Hey, and welcome to episode 25 of the Set Sail podcast. We are on to day 9 of our How to Start a Podcast series, and today we're going to talk about where to upload your episodes. So you need to upload your podcast episodes to a podcast hosting platform. So basically, you take your MP3, you upload it to their platform, and then do some other settings and stuff. We'll go through it. I also wanted to say that there's tons of different podcast hosting companies. I've tried almost all of them, and I really just recommend a couple at this point over the years. I've talked to many of the people at different companies, and there's just an issue. Well, publicly they say they support you and, you know, they like their customers. Behind the scenes, it's not always the case. So I'll just leave it at that. I'm not going to go into details on who or who said what, but anyway, so the best podcast hosting company that I recommend, especially when you're first getting started for ease of use and just for functionality, is Buzzsprout. So what's cool about them is that you can sign up for a plan for free. You don't need a credit card to initially get going, and you actually can upload your episodes for 90 days before they make you enter a credit card. Just keep in mind that after those 90 days, they'll start deleting the episodes if you're on a free plan. So just a little caveat there. So Buzzsprout is the podcast host I recommend. And also, as a bonus, when you check out the link and the notes or comments of this episode, you will get a $20 Amazon gift card for free once you pay for a plan. So that's a nice little bonus for some additional podcast gear, maybe, or, you know, whatever you like, a gift for someone. So just want to let you know about that. And another cool thing about Buzzsprout is that you don't have to worry about kind of optimizing your audio files or tagging. There's something called ID3 tagging. You don't even need to know what that means because they handle it for you. So it just saves a step. And when you're doing this week in and week out or every day, then all those little steps add up. So I like the simplicity of it. So what you need to do is you sign up, and then you will go over to the podcast settings section, and you want to enter all of your podcast details from day 7 of the series. So that includes your title, description, cover art, categories, the artist, your name probably, your website address, and then all the way at the bottom of that page, just make sure you click Save Podcast Info, so that's all saved. Don't navigate away from the screen before you click that. And then you head over to the Episodes tab and click the big Upload a New Episode button. And you can just drag your MP3 right into the box, or you can click and find it on your computer. So really, really easy to do that. And then once you've done that, it starts processing your episode. And while that's happening, you can enter your episode title. You can put in an episode description, which is a longer box where you can put in links like I have, you'll see. And then there's also a section called episode summary, which is basically a one sentence summary of what the episode is about. So just the summary is a short one. Description is a longer section. And then all the way at the bottom, you can choose seasons if you've decided to go with a season-based podcast. And then you can also put in a episode number, which is nice. It keeps things in order, and certain apps use those and display those. So I highly recommend putting in an episode number when you go enter all your episode details. And then what's really cool is they just came out with an upgrade. So there's a couple options for when you want to publish your episode. You can publish immediately, which is fine when you're first getting started, because it won't actually go anywhere until we get to day 10 tomorrow. So for now, I recommend publishing immediately. But after you've launched, you can schedule out your episodes. So if you're doing a weekly show, you can, you know, upload all your episodes and schedule them out for a week or a month or longer. So it's really cool, and you can unpublish episodes too if maybe something, you find something's wrong, you can take it down. You can easily, once you've published episodes, you can easily update the audio file. So if you, you know, update it with some new info or change it, you can just update that portion of it, but leave everything else the same. So tons of cool options. So that's basically it for today. Sign up for Buzzsprout is your action step. And then make sure you just enter all your podcast settings from day 7 and go ahead and upload your first episode. Or if you have a couple of them, upload all of them and just say publish immediately, unless you have a few that you want to schedule out, you know, over the next couple weeks maybe. And then lastly, I just want to mention one other podcast hosting company. So if you're planning to launch multiple shows, which is probably not the majority, but you never know. Or if you're part of a larger business or brand, there's a relatively new podcast hosting company called Transistor, and they're over at transistor.fm. So they have an awesome team behind them, and they're just doing some cool stuff, some useful stats for, you know, if you're interested in getting advertisers and stuff, but that it doesn't really apply to a lot of the people getting started. So I'll also leave a link to Transistor if you want to just check them out as well. But we'll see you tomorrow for day 10 and launching your podcast.